Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to Parshvika. We're going to be talking about what to do if you're stuck with your shop, because I've been getting a lot of the questions and comments from you guys. Some people are saying, we have opened the shop 2 years back, 6 months back, 1 year back, uploaded this many products, this many designs, haven't got much of the sales, and we feel that we are stuck with our shop. There is something wrong that we are doing. How to fix it? So I'm going to be sharing some of the things in which you can fix that thing. Obviously, every shop is unique, and I don't know what's happening with your shop and what exactly you are doing with your shop, whether you're doing right or wrong. But I'll share some general tips that may be applicable to your situation. If it is, let me know. But I have a lot of the free content. The links are in description box below. We also have the paid products for Zazzle, Creative Fabrica, other print-on-demand products, and also a lot more. You can very well check it out. You can very well grab the watercolors if you're interested in getting the watercolors for painting and creating a beautiful piece of art. The links are in description box below. You can very well check it out. But let's talk about how to unstuck yourself if you feel like you're stuck with your shop and you're not making that much money as you're expecting, or you're barely making any sales. How to fix it? The first thing first, you need to check about your shop. What exactly you are uploading. I mean, what's your design? What's your niche? Is it a demanding niche, or is the niche that you pick up randomly because you thought that it would be selling? Obviously, we need to pick up something which we are interested in, that we can actually make designs in. If we are picking up a niche which we are not interested in, we would end up giving up because it's not going to be a fun. It's going to be a lot of the work. Obviously, we need to choose that, but also we need to see whether there is a demand for that niche or not, whether people are looking for that particular niche or not. If people are not even looking for that and you're uploading the designs in that niche thinking that it will going to sell, then probably it may not be selling because no one is looking for it. If nobody is looking for it, how come it's gonna sell? That's the first thing. Look at your designs. Look at the niche that you're targeting. Is it in demand or is it not in demand? That's the first thing. The second thing, look at your title and tags. The most important thing, if your design, if your niche is in great demand and you are uploading really quality designs, but if your title and tags are not even searchable, then nobody will going to find your designs. Because people only find your designs from your title and the tags, the keywords that you're placing in the title and your tags. So make sure you're using the relevant right keywords that are actually relevant to your design. For example, if your design is related to the Christmas, make sure you use the Christmas. But if it's related to the Christmas and you are using the Halloween keywords, then probably no one will going to find your designs because people will going to look for Halloween, will going to pop on your Christmas design and they're like, oh, we are not even looking for that. And they'll just gonna skip the design and they're not gonna even look at that. So make sure you are using the right relevant keywords and tags for your design. Check it out. If you're making that mistake, go back and correct it or edit it. The third is the quality designs. Your title tags are right, your niche is right, everything is good, but your design sucks. Are your designs editable? Especially if you're talking about the Zazzle. Zazzle is not like any other print-on-demand platform where you just place the designs and thinking of expecting to get the sales. No, I've covered this topic in a lot many times in the past to make your design as an editable template. Because on the Zazzle, the customer come across your designs, they take your designs and added them, added their name, text, message, image, QR code, logo, they just added it and then buy it. But if you are making a design and you're just placing it on a t-shirt, mug or anything else and expecting it to get the sales, then you may not be getting it because your designs are not editable. People want the editable design. That's what the people have the mindset when they are coming on Zazzle. So if you are selling on the Zazzle and you're stuck, then check this thing out, whether your designs are editable, customizable or not. Are these quality designs or not? If you're actually importing a graphic elements or an image from some third party into the Zazzle, check whether if you increase the size, it's pixelated or it's clear, it's blurry or it's a really quality design. If it's blurry,
guess what? No one will going to buy it because it won't look good on the printed products. Okay, so always try to upload SVG files if you can. If you can't, then upload a high quality, high resolution PNG files so that they are really good quality images. So once they are printed on the products, the people are satisfied when they buy it. Okay, so make sure you check out that thing. The fourth tip I have for you is check out the number of the products or the designs you have in the store. If you have 10 products and expecting it to get the sales, it's very less unlikely because you are a new shopper. Sorry, you are a new designer. You don't have a sales history. Nobody is buying your products. So Zazzle obviously will going to keep your products at the end of the search page. So nobody will going to come across your page. 10 product is very less in millions of products that are already there on the Zazzle. It not just for the Zazzle, even if you're selling on the Redbubble, TeePublic, they have all millions of designs and products. And if you're just uploading the 10 designs, 10 products, expecting it to get the sales, then very less likely to get the sales. So probably you need to upload more high quality designs, more high quality products to expect to get the sales. Now you would be thinking, how many products do I need to get the sales? Now for me, back in the 2021, I started with my first Zazzle shop and I hit the first sale within 36 products, okay? And all those products have the unique designs. I didn't transfer the design on multiple different products. They were having the unique designs. And plus, the niche that I was catering to was in great demand and the competition was very less. That's why I was able to get it. But when I opened the more shops later on the Zazzle, I hit the sales on those shops a little bit later because I was targeting the niche that was a little bit in competitive. Like that was a little bit competitive niche, and I wasn't having that much. That was really a competitive niche, so it took me some time, and I need to upload more products. So that's another thing I want to tell you. If you're targeting the niche, which is in great demand, but the competition is huge, then you need to have so many products to actually found in the Zazzle. But if you're targeting a niche in great demand, but not that much competition, then you are expecting to get the sales pretty fast. That's kind of like a sneaky tactic you can apply. But what if you have 30 products in your shop? You need to upload more. So see the quantity. Obviously, quality matters, but quantity does matters. You need to find the perfect balance between the quality and the quantity to hit the sales that you're looking for, and also to keep on uploading the new products. Okay, the another mistake that you would be doing is that you just uploaded a few products and you're sitting around, your shop is sitting around for months expecting to get the sales. No, don't do that. Keep going back to the old designs, update the title tags if you can, okay, and keep on uploading new designs. Don't make your shop like, okay, 30 products is enough. Now I'm gonna wait 6 months to get the sales and then I'm gonna upload the new products. No, you're not just entered into the business or started with the shop just for the sake of money, guys. This is too shallow goal. Obviously, we need to make money. We all have a business and all that seems obvious, but then you have to provide the value first. If you're just expecting to get the sales by uploading the 30 products and sitting around and waiting, not doing anything in terms of uploading the new products and coming up with the new design ideas, then probably even if you hit the sales with those, you won't reach anywhere because you're not building a brand. You're just looking for quick bucks. That's not that thing. But that's another mistake you're doing. You're looking for quick bucks or making quick money. Zazzle or any other print-on-demand platform is not overnight rich money making scheme. It will definitely gonna take some time. You need to put your time and effort into that and energy into that. So if you just uploaded 10 products and you're waiting for 1 month and hit the sale, then probably you need to upload more designs and be patient while uploading the new designs to hit the sales because it's not an overnight thing. Okay, it will going to take some time. Maybe 2 months, 3 months, or maybe 4 months, 5 months, 6 months to hit your first sale. Depending on whichever niche you're targeting, is it in demand or not, quality of the design, your title tags, all these factors determine a lot. It's the balance of these factors that determine your designs or products are really searchable and will going to be really sellable in the marketplace or not. And it comes with the practice. You can't be just like hitting the floor and thinking that you're gonna get the sales here and there. No. It's all about building is all about building up plans. If you grow the seed into the soil, it takes time to have the plan. But if you do something in between which doesn't work, then your seed will never going to have planned. Okay? So that's the thing I want to say, you guys. I know that I see the people a lot saying, we didn't make the money, we didn't get the sales, we uploaded 10 products, 20 products, 30 products, 100 products. Come on, guys. Millions of products, your 100 products will be gone away like that. Nobody is looking at that. And then your designs are not good quality. Your title tags not even searchable. Nobody is looking at it. Even if somebody is looking at it, they're not purchasing because it's not a good quality design. And then you're sitting and waiting for months, for a year or two, expecting to get the sales, and you're not doing anything to upload new products. You have to learn how to design the products. It's a learning process. It's not just hitting the designs, making the products, and expecting to get the sales. You need to learn what works, what doesn't work. What kind of fonts go hand in hand? What kind of color themes goes hand in hand? What kind of audience you're serving? What is your recipient audience? What they really like, what kind of audience you're hitting with that, and that designs matters a lot. The more deep you go in, the better you became at that, and better, more in sales you're gonna get it. So it's a part of the process, it's a learning process. If you are looking forward for rich bucks or quick bucks, then probably don't do it. That's what I wanna say. Yeah, don't do it. Because you're gonna waste your time and energy. You're gonna feel miserable because you're not gonna hit your goals, because that's not what it is. You really wanna to make quality designs and good products and wanna make new products and keep on going, then go for it. The last one that I wanna cover, now obviously there could be a lot many reasons depending on your shop. I don't know your shop, so I can't say that these tips are will be applicable to you. I'm giving the general options over here. If you want me to review your shop, then let me know. You send me an email, globalartist.magazine@gmail.com. I'll contact you and review your shop, okay? But the last one that I want to share is that you're targeting the niche which is very, very competitive. For example, the wedding invitations. Wedding invitations obviously sell so well on the Zazzle, but they are very competitive if you're not bridging the gap. If you're just uploading the wedding invitation expecting it to get the sales, then it's a very competitive. You need to find the sub niche on that and then upload the product, and you have to maybe upload multiple different products to expect the sales, because this is very competitive product and very competitive niche. You need to sub niche down, find a niche that's not very competitive, that's part of like a sub niche, and then upload more product to expect it to get the sales. So hopefully these things will going to help you unstuck if you are feel like your shop is stuck and not hitting any sales or not making money that you were thinking of. Hopefully it will going to help you. See you for the next time. Take care. Bye, guys.